thinking of?
No. I was thinking of something else. I can't think of what it was, but
screech owl kind of screeches.
Uh-huh.
Any other types that you happen to know of besides the hoot owl or screech owl?
Yeah, there is, and I can't think of. What is it?
Well, it really depends on part of the country.
Yeah.
What were some of those?
I can't think of it, but screech owl.
Like a snowy owl or snow owl or something.
No, I never heard it called that.
No, I don't know. What about this bird that, go ahead and ask you this while we're on the topic of birds.
Ask me about redbirds. I got some in my backyard.
Is that right?
I fed them yesterday afternoon. My daughter says, Mother, here comes your birds.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I was interviewing that fellow in Lamar this morning, I saw one. It landed on my outside rear view mirror, my car, and it was just over there just cutting up. And
mm-hmm.
I figured it saw itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just picking up the mirror,
mm-hmm.
just having a good time.
I had bluebirds built in my yard about 2 years ago, but the old starlings got their head in there and ruined the eggs before they hatched, and they never have been back.
Mm.
Bluebirds left, and they never have been back.
What about this bird that drills holes in trees? What do you call that?
Woodpecker.
Ever heard him call anything else?
Woodchuck.
No.
Woodchuck. Is that a bird?
I never did hear it called.
You never heard of a woodpecker called a woodchuck?
Mm-mm.
You haven't.
I thought a woodchuck was some kind of furry animal. Is it used mm-hmm. to refer to a bird around
not
here?
Not the bird. Woodchuck.
I didn't know that. It's interesting. Anything besides that? You ever heard it called?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard anybody call it a peckerwood?
Yeah, redhead peckerwood. Yeah, redhead peckerwood. Yeah.
Who would anybody be more likely to say that than somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Got red. See somebody redheaded, you'd say, mm-hmm. "I've had redheaded peckerwood."
Mm-hmm.
What were you about to say? An older person or a younger person? Or
an older person. Mm-hmm.
White person or colored person? Be more likely to say it, or does it matter?
Well, it wouldn't matter. Either one of them or both of them.
Have you ever heard, like she said, somebody call another person a peckerwood?
Mm-hmm.
What would they mean?
Just slang.
Yes, they just mean he's just an old peckerwood.
Didn't mean anything, just something to say.
It's not something you'd say in a flattering way.
No, it wouldn't be very flattering.
Flattering to be called a peckerwood. Okay.
It's a little insult.
Yeah.
Nice insult.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, say, if you had a shotgun, you would load it with a shell, but what, would you say you put in a pistol or a rifle?
Bullet.
Bullet, or maybe some other word for it.
Cartridge.
You heard it called that?
Mm-hmm.
Cartridge.
Mm-hmm. This lady I was talking to about there a while ago, her son is real sick. He's had to go to a psychiatrist. He was running a filling station, and this old woolly wild man come down from South Carolina and killed one of our little young policemen right there on this boy's, well, this man stood there and watched him kill his policeman. And it's upset him so, she said, he's about to lose his mind. He's having to go to a psychiatrist. Because this policeman come out there every morning and have a Coke with him, you know, at this filling station. He was there, and this old woolly guy come in, and so he just went to question him. And boy, he just pulled out a gun and killed that policeman right there on that filling station driveway.
Goodness. What a meanness going around.
Oh, I'll tell you, there's sure one of our ladies while we was on the trip, there's an old fuzzy-headed guy come along there, and he was just checking in from the motel, and he grabbed her purse. He snatched her purse.
Where was it?
In Flagstaff, Arizona, we was on this trip.
Yeah.
6 o'clock in the afternoon, just as bright as it is right